Initializing 12-sided stories. You have activated Galactic Squad Alpha. Preparing to launch a story-driven, rules-light, live-play RPG powered by Fatecore. Theme music in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, let's jump right into it with our players. We'll start with Terry.
Oh, hi, guys. This is Terry Gamble playing Dr. Sam H. Hill. Ready to... I don't know. I was going to say something clever, and I got nothing now.
It's okay. You're
not
still,
clever anymore.
You're still groggy from the anesthesia.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Osborne, and I will continue to play the adorable bot, Sarah.
Hey, I am Mac Beauvais. I am playing LV113, who is an uplifted wolf and currently sort of in charge of situations happening, which is very strange.
And I am Michelle Otis, and I play Dr. Claudia Martins, who is an expert in astrogation.
Excellent. So the last time we got together, a group of tall ships attacked the planet that you guys were on. They shot nano bombs onto the planet's surface that started to mutate several of the citizens. You guys met some cryobek. Before the cryobek could kind of suss out what was going on with LV-113, all of this stuff happened. And so now this chaotic mess has been going on. LV saved a small alien girl who is now attached to them at the hip. The technician, Yark, has been carrying Sarah around on his shoulder because of the mass of people that have been trying to avoid getting hit by one of these nanobombs. You guys got back up to the ship. You found that Dr. Sam Hill survived his surgery, and there's a pink alien in a petri dish, say that six times fast, talking with Dr. Shing, having a conversation.
As you do.
As you do. As
the way I picture this alien is, you know, on the Orville, the little gelatinous cube
guy,
but pink, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was thinking Krang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're just sitting there talking with each other why Dr. Hill is coming out of the anesthesia, basically, and waking up. Your ship is full of aliens that they just jumped on any ship they could get on, and with so many ships being shot at, and yours being one of the ones that hasn't been shot yet, they have packed in. So you're all kind of scattered to different places on the ship. Dr. Martins has plotted a course at end of the last game. You're about to jump to your next location.
Correct.
That is where we're picking up. The ship starts to shake really violently as it hasn't had this many people. So there's a lot more weight on the ship than usual. It's really kind of, you can hear it kind of straining against the people that are in the ship. You're at Rylon, which is way up here. Most of this is uncharted for you guys. Earth is probably about 8 parsecs from where you're at right now. So do you want to go away from Earth or closer to Earth?
I was thinking more of a lateral move. wouldn't...
Like vertically?
I can't remember if Yark had given us any star charts.
He hadn't.
Okay, dang it.
Not yet.
Okay, so I don't want to go anywhere that's too terribly far from where we just left in case we have to...
So you want to do like 1 parsec out? Okay. So you guys shoot off through the portal. And now you've got a week until you get to the next spot. And so obviously we have a lot of stuff to go over. Let's start with LV-113 in the medical bay, who was speaking with Dr. Shing, the Petri dish alien, and Dr. Hill.
LV's going to get very close so that only Dr. Hill can hear what they're saying. I know we don't get along, but I need you to listen very, very carefully.
Yes, LV-113, I'm listening.
They can't reboot you like Sarah, can they?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What's the problem?
There are cryobec on the ship. They think that I'm one of them, and they think that I'm in charge here, and I don't know what they'll do if they think someone else is in charge.
Well, naturally, you look like one of them. I've studied them before.
When?
When I was in school. I am a zoologist. I've studied animals from around the world. I mean, and the universe, really. I always had a suspicion about you, but I just wasn't quite sure.
Did they do surgery in your brain?
I'm not sure what you mean.
You know that you just had surgery, right?
Well, looks that way. They did shave a large portion of my body.
Elvie's gonna throw a weird look at Shing, because there's a lot of distress after catching them in the sort of Frankenstein mode.
What's wrong? Is he okay?
I don't hate it, but seems a bit different.
Petri dish alien goes, yeah, well, that's the whole point of drinking me. You get a new perspective on life, kind of. You know, he'll be strange for a little bit.
You guys find me strange?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're strange.
Okay.
It's all right.
All right.
Self-examination is perfectly okay. It just takes time and sometimes a martini from a strange bar.
I do like martinis.
I'm going back to the bridge.
Safe travels back up. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Let me know if you need anything else.
Dr. Sheen goes, are you going to go see Dr. Martins?
Yes.
I think we might have a good candidate for a therapist for our ship. And the Petri dish alien kind of waves its little hand. I can take that job.
So
I can do that.
Ship's counselor.
What?
Do they have to drink you every time for that?
Depends on how severe the patient is. If it's really severe, I suggest drinking me.
I'm going to the bridge now.
Okay.
Shall I follow you, Elvie?
No. I know we're modern medicine, but it's going to take a little while for you to...
Oh, yeah, I cannot stand up.
You can't stand up right now.
That is correct.
You just stay there.
I'm going to lay down.
I'm going to go check on these people that you brought on board, see if I can help anybody, if anybody's injured. You cool here? Yeah, I'm fine. I'll look after your patient. Guys, leave.
As LV is leaving, realizes they've not asked the name of the little girl, so it's going to turn and also just see how this child is reacting to this situation.
She's in shock. She really is in shock in general. I mean, she has way more experience with aliens than you guys do, obviously, because she lives on a merchant planet. Mm-hmm. That's kind of whatever. But her name's Tara.
Okay.
She doesn't leave your side. She doesn't want to be left alone.
I'm going to go back to the bridge, and one of the things that my character's very good at is reading body language, so Elvie's going to scoop her up into their arms again.
All right. So you start making your way back up there. Sarah, you're in your lab again. There's people there because there's no space.
Mm-hmm.
And Yark is at the computer. He goes, what do you think we should do next? Maybe, figure out who's all on board or...
That's a really good idea, Yark. Maybe we should start doing some sort of attendance?
Yeah, just going around and taking people's names and where their home planet is and figure out what we're going to do to get these people back home. Most people don't live on that planet. They come in and they do their business selling whatever and then they head out.
We did leave our original location with very few crew members. So maybe we could find some people to fill some roles on the ship.
That'd be a good thing to do. Sarah starts working on getting all of that done. LV-113, you head into the bridge, and Marcus is there with Dr. Martins, and you've got the kid with you, and you see the leader of the cryobag pack that you met standing towards the back, kind of watching everything. And he nods at you as you walk in.
Mm-hmm. And LV's going to return the nod.
Okay.
Does it just seem like an acknowledgement nod?
Yeah.
Okay. And go over to Dr. Martins. How's it looking?
Well, from what I can tell, we're headed somewhere that is safe for now. It'll help us get our bearings until we can figure out where to take all these people.
Do you think that maybe Yark could help us with figuring out the best place, another merchant planet or some place where there's more travel options?
Oh, I'm sure he could. I'll talk with him, very soon.
I don't mean to interrupt you two. Maybe I can be of assistance. So this whole ship is yours?
Yes.
I've never seen technology like this. It's very different from the other Ani that I've seen before. Something doesn't smell right. Sure you don't want to come clean about where you're from?
I kind of look at Elvie and give them like a look kind of like we might want to. Because I know in Dr. Martin's mind, keeping up the charade is probably more dangerous because they're going to see right through it.
Okay.
So I just kind of give a look like...
What information do you really need?
Well, brother, where are you from? What sector?
I don't know what it would be designated as, and it's ways away from here.
What planet, then?
Earth.
Never heard of it.
Probably for the best.
There are Cryobek on Earth? Are you guys a lost pack or something?
Something like that.
Well, my suggestion is that we take the ship to Osfang, our home planet, and then we will get these people to on ships to their home planet. Obviously, the Tall are waging war, so we will need to go to... If you took me to my planet, then we can mount a defense. Osfang is several parsecs away, so it would take a little while to get there, but it would give us time to learn about each other.
Dr. Martins, do we have enough resources for a longer journey and this many on board?
I believe we might if we are careful. And I show him where we're headed. You know, is there any place in this sector where we're headed where we could maybe stock up on more supplies to make the journey to your home planet?
There are a few planets between Osfang and us that we could stop at if we needed to get food and supplies. They're not merchant planets like the one. They're military bases, but we could at least get something, and we could also alert. Fortunately, as you know, communications can take as long as jumps or warps. It can take weeks to get messages to different sectors.
We should stop for supplies, though. This is an awful lot that we've got on board. And a few of them may want to get off the ship sooner.
Well, I only planned a one parsec jump because I just wanted to make sure we got away from the toll as quickly as we could so that then we could get our bearings and figure out what to do next. So,
well, the yeah. Tall are going to follow us. They're going to follow all those ships that got away. So we're going to have to make decisions quickly. We have a little time to figure it out. They shouldn't be underestimated.
I wouldn't think so.
Anyway, would you mind taking the pup and allowing us to speak some more? He points at Tara.
Sure.
All right. He kind of bows his head a little bit and points to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you show me around your ship and we'll have a conversation.
And Elvie's going to very carefully put Tara down and stay with Dr. Martins.
Okay.
I'll be back, I hope.
Okay. And I don't know, do I have opportunity to lean over and whisper something to Elvie?
Sure.
Okay, so I just lean over and I whisper in your ear, you know, I think it's far more dangerous to keep secrets at this point. You don't necessarily have to come clean about everything, but at least that we're not Ani and we, you know, it's all of our ship, if that makes sense.
Elvie's just going to kind of nod a little bit, but you can see that they're trying to parse out what makes the most sense, because also trying to figure out, you know, there's a group of predators on board.
Yeah, and I say, I trust your judgment.
And they nod again, but it's a different expression. It's not used to that kind of trust. Like, there, it's a meaningful look.
Yeah.
Sarah, you're out talking with all these different aliens, with Yark, and gathering information, figuring things out.
She's going through the ship.
Hi, I'm Sarah!
Like 300 goddamn times.
Hear it over and over again.
So you're you're getting all this information. And Swan finally comes back online after being rebooted completely.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, are you there?
Yes, this is Sarah.
We seem to have a larger amount of life forms on the ship.
That's correct, Swan.
What happened?
Well, while you were sleeping, we visited a planet that was attacked by a bunch of really scary aliens, and they had these nanobot things, and they were attacking everything, and we ended up having to use our ship as an escape ship, so now we have a lot of refugees on the ship. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with them, but it's a little confusing right now.
Okay. I will instruct the Botany Bay robots to start rationing out food if we need to. I don't know how much food we have on the ship, so we'll have to start creating more.
Why don't you go ahead and work on the food, Swan? And let's just call it good at that.
I will.
And turns off.
Snarky Sarah for the win.
Okay, so some time has gone by, Dr. Hill, and you're finally feeling a little bit able to move around. You don't have a scar or anything. They're able to
solder me shut.
Solder you shut pretty quickly. And the anesthesia has worn off, and you get up and get dressed.
Wow, this is a new look for me, I guess. All right. Like a baby. Okay.
So,
so
what are
smooth.
You,
newborn smooth.
Babe. So what are you going to do?
Oh. I guess I should go see if I can help.
All right.
Up on the bridge.
All right.
I'm going to go see if I can help.
So you're kind of...
Who are you?
I don't know either.
You're making your way through all of these people. And you feel like someone's watching you. You feel like there's someone staring at you, even though that you're in a room full of people. You know that feeling on the back of your neck?
Mm-hmm.
And you turn around and you don't see anybody.
Hello? Just a feeling, maybe. Still there. Just go slowly. Turn around. Nope. Okay.
There's this little kid that's like a little way.
holding its
clutches its doll. Clutches, like,
oh, God.
Nope, not a child. Okay, not the child. Let's see. Slowly go.
Sir, are you a crew member?
Yes, I am.
Well, I just was wondering, where are we going?
Honestly, I have no idea. I just woke up, I believe, from surgery. Unclear.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go find out, though. I'm headed towards the bridge.
Well, any we heard the child voice over the intercom. That's not, like...
Oh, that's Sarah.
Oh, okay.
She's fine. It's just how she sounds.
She's not flying the ship, right? She sounds
oh, no.
a little young to be flying.
No. She's actually an AI. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
She's probably just helping figure out what's going on here, too.
Any information you could give us would be wonderful. We'd really appreciate that because, you know, there's kids and stuff and
oh, wow.
There's lots of people.
How did all these people get on the ship, I wonder?
We ran and panicked and got in.
What exactly happened?
The planet was attacked. I can't believe you slept through the whole thing.
I was out.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky. These creatures are following us, and what they do is they use nanobots to mutate them and turn them into slaves.
I do not like nanobots.
Yeah, well, they were all over the place. It was terrible.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yep.
I'm glad you're all right. I will go see what's going on, and I'll report back soon.
Thank you. All right. So you head back, and you get up to the ship. It's probably... like a while after LV-113 has left. So all that's up there is Marcus and Dr. Martins. And Marsh is up there as well, just kind of giving you a... She's all like, well, you know, the engines are holding, but if the...
Hello, Doctor. Hello, Marcia. What's
Dr.
happening?
Hill, you,
what's
you called me Doctor?
What's... Is that a problem?
No, not at all. I just give Marcia a look.
Are you okay?
Can you tell me what's been going on? I had some folks down the way who were asking about what's exactly happening. Where are we headed? You are the expert in astrogation, correct?
Yes, I am an astrogation expert.
Can you tell us exactly which way we're going?
So I point to him
on the charts,
you know, where we're going. We're going to go get some supplies, but then we're going to have to jump again.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a planet where there will be enough ships to be able to get all these people back to their home planets.
What a smart plan.
What is going on with you? Are you okay?
Did you hit your head?
I don't believe I hit my head. My head feels great, actually.
Did they put Dr. Kim's brain in his...
No, I'm Dr. Hill.
Was pretty
I'm
nuts.
I'm definitely not Dr. Kim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see you're doing better.
Thank you so much.
That's good. You're so kind.
Gosh. And your eyes. There's something about them.
Okay, now you're creeping me out. But
I've always admired really smart women.
I'm going to go down to the engine room.
No, when you see LV,
I'm really sorry, but we all have to defend ourselves sometimes. If you see LV, let them know that I would like to see them. I need their help with the engines.
Marcia, please.
It's good to see you.
It's great to see you too, Marcia.
Bye.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your help.
I didn't mean to be on the bridge for so long. Bye.
As Dr. Martins mutters under her breath,
Marcia.
Is something wrong, Doctor?
No, nothing's wrong, but...
out of the corner of your eye, you see Marcus slowly putting on a set of headphones, kind of crouching down in his thing, looking over his nose.
Stupid Marcus.
Doctor, I feel like I don't...
I think if you reported back to them, you know, that we are going to load up on supplies and then get somewhere where we can get them to their home planets.
I feel like they're trying to get rid of me.
Be a great comfort
is that
to them.
The truth? Are you trying to get rid of me right now?
Possibly.
I've gone through that quite a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Okay.
Sulks out of the room.
Wow. I knocked the headphones off of Marcus's head.
What? I was working. I didn't want to interrupt.
Shut up, Marcus.
Okay. I'm really sorry.
Do I notice yet that Sarah has given me all the star charts? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
I do.
There's like a little email.
And I look at it and I'm like delighted, you know.
All of this fills in.
And I'm like,
okay. So you're Dr. Hill walking in the halls and you're telling people the plan. Again, you feel followed, watched. You feel
this
uneasy.
This is very strange. Sometimes I feel like somebody's watching me and I have no privacy. Whoa.
So you're looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have notice at all? You do. I do.
Wow. That's strange. I do.
You didn't notice you have notice?
That does not seem like my character.
It's just that usually you're noticing nurses, but now you can use it for something else.
Oh, this is very strange headspace I'm in.
Right.
Being followed by your own ego.
Oh.
So why don't you give a roll and you want to beat a 4.
All right. Put him on big money. Okay.
Big dice.
Almost. I got a 3.
Okay, unless you want to...
And then I can add...
You want to spend a fate point?
Sure, why not? I don't know. I want to know what this thing is. I'm very curious, so I guess I will. And I will say... I feel like I have to change my aspects almost now, too, though.
Yeah.
But I'll take It's a Man's World. Or no. Yeah. It's okay. A man's world.
All right, so you notice that there are security cameras all over the hallways and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice one of them tracking you, and then when you look up at it, it mm-hmm. turns off.
Swan, is that you?
This is Swan. Can I help you?
Has that been you using the cameras to follow me?
Negative. I have not followed you. Should I follow you? Do you need me to follow you?
Maybe.
Okay. I can do that. And another camera turns on and looks at you. I am now following you.
I've felt like something else has been following me since I woke up from surgery. I'm still trying to put this all together right now. This is very strange.
Oh, okay. Well, I will continue to follow you and... Do you want me to do anything else?
Maybe you can just let me know if you figure out if it was something else trying to override the system to follow me.
Okay, I'll do that.
If you notice any impulses.
You may want to tell Master Sarah about it.
Master Sarah, things have definitely changed on this ship.
Well, that's the protocol that I was rewoken with. It was said that she was to be called Master Sarah.
Okay. That little girl is funny. Okay. Well, you let me know if things change for you, Swan.
She's now the head of the ship. She'll be able to help you out.
Oh, great. I will check with her then. Thank you, Swan.
Swan out.
What is going on here? I feel so strange. And that was weird, too. Okay. Trying to think... Oh, man, this hurts. I'm thinking, I'm going to go find Sarah. That's what I'll do. I will go find Sarah. Sorry, Master Sarah. I will go find Sarah and see what's going on. I'm trying to figure this out till we figure out what's going on here. We're just got to shut this whole thing down, maybe. Okay, going to go find Sarah now.
LV-113 is walking through these throngs of people with the leader.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so what is your name?
My designation is LV-113.
Is that a normal name on Earth?
It is not.
Hmm. And is your pack... I have so many questions. I don't know where to start. Maybe you should start. Tell me about
how you came to be on a ship in the middle of space so far away from your home.
Well, there was a group of us that were sent out. We'd been enslaved, and that's no longer the case for me.
You were, what's the word? Enslaved?
Yes.
How did that happen?
It's a very long, very complicated story.
I mean, we have a week.
What is the posturing of... Because I don't know their name yet.
My name is Liu Kei. It is nice to meet you. I'm a commander. My job was to secure the marketplace, make sure that people didn't steal from one another. I got a report of a lone cryobeck walking around with snow white fur, and that's how I found you.
Yeah, I do tend to stand out a little.
So, tell me about your people. How many cryobecks are on Earth? Do they rule it? You said you were enslaved.
They do not rule it, and there are not a lot.
Hmm. What, how do you explain this, I guess, is the question.
Look, you guard people and you help them. Essentially, it's the same for me, except that I wasn't given any autonomy in that.
All right. Well, do you like it on this ship?
It's better now than it had been.
Okay. And you guys are kind of winding your way through the ship, and we'll come back to you. So, Dr. Hill, you finally find Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to her? She's being carried around by this blue-skinned alien with these solid black eyeballs, and she has a flower enamel pin magnetized to the side of her head.
Sarah?
Oh, hello, Dr. Hill!
Things have changed around here, haven't they?
It is a little hectic.
It's very different.
How are you feeling?
I feel good, but it's strange. I'm having a hard time piecing together some memories, but I also feel like somebody's got an eye on me.
That would be me.
I did ask Swan, but before I asked Swan, I felt like there was an eye on me through the system. But Swan told me that that she needed to report to you. Master Sarah?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to call me that, though. That's just for Swan.
It's very strange, Sarah. I don't quite understand what has taken place on this ship, but I do like that bow in your hair. On your head. I don't know what to call it exactly. It's nice.
It's a pin, and it's a flower, see? Yark made it for me. He's really nice. Oh, by the way, Yark, this is Dr. Hill.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Hill?
Hi, Yark.
I heard you were in surgery.
Yes, I do believe that's correct.
It's pretty good that you're already up and around.
It is kind of amazing how fast that went.
That parasite was getting pretty big.
Okay, whoa.
Squirming around in there.
Whoa. What? Yeah. What do you mean? What happened?
You had a parasite. You drank a parasite at a bar.
Oh.
Apparently okay. It's some kind of therapy alien or something?
Yeah, it's an empathy drink.
I do not have memory of this situation.
Ah, you never do. It's in your stomach and it just sits there and helps you work through your problems you don't even know.
Oh, are you all right, Dr. Hill? You look like you're having some gastrointestinal distress.
Sorry, just hearing about a parasite in my stomach kind of makes me a little...
Oh, yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, they...
Wow, Sarah. Okay.
They took it right out of you, though. You'll be fine.
Thank goodness. Thank you guys so much.
If you don't mind me saying, you seem a little more, resolved than usual?
I'm not sure what the difference was between me before and now. I'm unclear.
Well, you don't seem like,
How was I before to you? I apologize if I was anything but nice to you. You seem like such a great person. I mean, AI, I'm still feel a little foggy sometimes.
Well, I mean, you used to be kind of rude.
What?
Yeah. You're always calling Dr. Martins, like, lady doctor and looking around for nurses.
What?
You know how you were.
No, oh, no.
You called LV113 pet all the time and it really upset them?
No. No. That helpful?
You kept hitting on Marcia even though she told you she was gay and wasn't interested?
Excuse me? Is that why she just ran away? Oh, no. What?
You don't remember any of this, Dr. Hill?
What? Who was I? What did I do?
It's okay. That's the point of the empathy drink. You drink it and you become a better person.
I drank something and I'm different?
Right, the worm.
You drank an alien.
Yeah, you drank the worm.
I might need to lie down. This is a lot of information and this feels like a dream. Is this a dream? Am I awake?
You are awake.
You sure? Will you pinch me, please?
Sarah reaches.
little pincer.
Yes, I am awake. Ow.
Sorry.
So you say something's following you around the ship?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. What's that about?
Unclear.
You feel like you're being, like, followed, or?
Yeah, there's definitely an eye watching me, and I thought it might have been a video camera of some sort. I'm not sure if there's something in the system, Sarah. You may want to look.
You think something may have hacked the system?
I'm not
sure. Again?
It's possible. I felt something. I'm not sure.
All right, well, thanks for bringing this to our attention, Dr. Hill. That's pretty disturbing.
Thank you for looking into it, Sarah. I appreciate you.
I'm going to go ahead and scan around you every now and again, if you don't mind.
Could you scan me right now? Just maybe do a check? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, sure thing.
Can I scan you?
Yeah, sure. Please.
You don't even need to roll for this.
I didn't do good anyway.
Just scanner. You scan him. He seems, you know, leveling out, and he seems fine. There's nothing wrong with him. Nothing abnormal.
Aside from a little nervous perspiration, you seem all right.
Oh, is that nerves? Oh, I was a little nervous around Dr. Martin somehow.
Interesting.
I'm not sure why, but she's so smart.
Dr. Martins is very smart.
I had this girlfriend in college. Her name was Brittany.
That's a pretty name.
I thought so, too. She was really smart. She went to medical school, and I thought I would follow her. I went to medical school as well, and I ended up studying animals, though, and she actually helped people, and she always kind of looked down on me, I think. Oh, God.
We might need to take her back to the lab so the therapist can talk to him.
Yeah, Dr. Hill, let's go ahead and
I
escort
miss her
you
every day.
We're gonna go ahead and escort you back to the lab.
Brittany.
Excuse us, make way, please.
Beautiful, beautiful Brittany.
Wait, we're just trying to get through here. If you don't mind.
Start moving
I'm
to
just
the
gonna
side.
Mama said she was dirty, but I thought she was so nice.
Here we go. This feels more like Dr. Hill.
So you guys get back to the lab and drop him off, and as you're leaving the lab, you hear the Petri dish alien say, "So what's troubling you?" And the door shut.
Oh, it was Brittany.
We gotta give him a name.
Petey. Yeah, it's Petey.
Just call Petri. Me Petey.
Just call me Petri. All right, so what do you do then after you leave the medical bay?
I do want to try to see if I can see what might... if there is some kind of foreign program that got somehow added into our computer system. So do you want that to be, what, analysis maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a 4.
Okay. There seems to be some kind of control, like somebody's using one of the control units down in the cargo bay to access the cameras.
Hmm. Are there cameras in the cargo bay?
There are.
Am I able to access them?
Absolutely,
to see
yeah.
who might be looking like they're
sure.
hacking into a console or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to do that.
All right.
Do I have to roll to
no,
access
no.
the camera?
It's okay. pretty straightforward. So
since I'm Master Sarah.
Since you're Master Sarah. So you look through. Thanks.
So funny.
So you look through. Because that's what a small child that's angry would...
No,
I'm Master Sarah.
It's brilliant. No, it's so brilliant. Only you, though. You're the only one who has to call me that now. Everyone else is fine. They're all cool. But you suck.
That's just for Swan.
It's just petty.
All right. So you look in there, and the cargo bay, unlike the rest of the ship, is empty and dark.
Hmm.
There's nobody in there.
That's unusual.
Yeah, it is.
Like people should be filling
should
every
be, yeah.
piece of space available.
Yeah.
There's... Okay. Well, have Yark with me.
Right.
So, let's head down to the cargo bay.
Okay, cool. So, LV, you've been talking with him for a while. And he goes, you tell him about Earth and, you know, all the backstory of how you got to this place.
Yeah, to some degree. I don't let on that there's natural wolves.
You don't tell him about natural wolves?
No, because okay. I think partial truth at this point is still better, so that there's less chance of this conversation breaking down horribly.
Right. Yes, well, it's all very fascinating. Do you want to return home?
No. There's not anything for me there.
Maybe when we get back to Osfang, you can join our pack.
Would I actually be welcomed?
You did well. You fought well. And you saved that girl. And yes, I believe you'll be welcomed. I would recommend you joining.
Can I think about it?
We got time.
Okay.
All right, so, Sarah, you and Yark go down to the cargo bay, and you open the door, and it's pitch black, and you probably say something like, lights, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The lights won't
Aziz.
Go on. The lights won't go on. And
like the circuit's been turned off,
yeah,
so like
yeah.
it manually
like the,
was turned off
yeah.
and I can't access
yeah.
it. Okay.
It goes, is this normal on your ship?
No, the lights should be working down here. Just a second.
And I turn my screen on, so my screen becomes like a spotlight.
Right. And suddenly there's this quick movement, and you're knocked away from Yark into a corner. And then you hear Yark getting thrown the opposite way, and then the door's shut, and it goes completely black, and that's where we're going to stop.
Oh!
Wes Otis.
All right, so...
I need to know, learn your middle name, because I will call you by all the names.
Wes is my middle name.
Oh, God, that's right. You told me that before.
Yeah.
I do remember now.
Yeah.
Okay. Terrible.
So, thank you guys a lot. That was a lot of fun. And let's start with Patreon real quick. We have a Patreon. We would really appreciate it. If you like our show and you want more content, check us out, back us, and get more great content. Our goal is to have a weekly show and to do specials and a whole bunch of things, but we can't do that without your help. So if you can, jump on over there and check out our Patreon page. It's 12 Sided Stories. Let's do social media real quick, and we'll start with Terry.
Hi, Terry Gamble here. I was just Dr. Sam H. Hill, a really sensitive soul. You can follow me at the Terry Gamble on the social medias, or just find me at terrygamble.com. That's Terry with one R. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, I've gone through so much today. You can also find a podcast I produce called Horror Movie Survival Guide. You can also find me stalking Mac Bouvet at Happy Jack's RPG.
And mispronouncing my name.
Mac Bouvies. Mac Bouvet. Yeah.
Mac Boobies? Is Mac, that what you said?
Mac Bouvets. Mac. Mac. I follow Mac. Find me following Mac.
Hi, everybody. I'm Master Kelsey. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelsey Kelsom, K-E-L-S-E-Y, K-E-L-S-E-M.
Hi, I'm Mac Bouvet. Yes. Hashtag MaxTrack. That's a whole long joke I'm not getting into. But if you want to follow that horrible hashtag, find me online as at StrangeLikeThat. And as noted, over at the Happy Jacks RPG, playing quite a few games over there.
And I'm Michelle Otis. I'm going to give myself a new title, Lead Composer at Plate Mail Games.
Yes.
I don't know who I'm leading.
Master Michelle. Lord
Master
Michelle.
Composer.
Lord Michelle.
Master Composer at Playmail Games. Master Composer.
Lord and Master Composer.
I'll give you every title you want and just not a raise.
Wait, I get paid?
Yeah.
What about Tsarina?
Tsarina Composer. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michulu, M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U.
And I am Wes Otis. I am also at Plate Mail Games. I don't have any cool title, but you can use our sound effects in your games as well, the stuff you hear on our show. Check us out at DriveThruRPG and at BattleBards. Thank you very much for listening. We will talk at you real soon. Bye.